This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The man charged in a 2015 shooting at a Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood will be forcibly medicated with antipsychotics. U.S. District Judge Robert Blackburn ordered the medication Thursday in the hope it will enable Robert Deer to participate in his defense. The ruling comes after the U.S. Supreme Court declined last Monday to hear Deer's appeal in the case. He's accused of killing three people at the Springs Planned Parenthood clinic. Nine others were injured in the shooting. The judge ordered a status review of the case in late June ahead of any trial. A new bill at the State House sets out security requirements for rideshare companies in an effort to improve safety. CPR's Bent Berklin explains.
Companies like Lyft and Uber would have to track and report violent incidents and do more to ensure that the person behind the wheel is actually the registered driver. They would also be required to do background checks that include fingerprints. Democratic Representative Jenny Wilford unveiled the bill. Wilford said she was sexually assaulted by a Lyft driver last year, and companies are evading responsibility.
What happened to me should have never happened, and I don't want it to happen to anyone else ever.
Lyft said safety is fundamental, and they have dedicated around-the-clock safety response teams and ongoing background check procedures. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
Road closures east of I-25 are likely tonight and tomorrow morning as blizzard conditions are expected to hit the eastern plains. As much as a foot of snow could fall across the eastern part of the state, with wind gusts reaching 70 miles per hour in some areas. The Denver metro area is also expected to receive some rain and a bit of snow tonight, with around an inch or two of snow in Colorado Springs with windy conditions. On the western slope, Vail could see 6 to 10 inches of snow, while Grand Junction may see a rain-snow mix. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.